Luke chapter 5 and in verse 12 and 13. And it came to pass, when he, Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. The Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. I want to charge you on a message that is titled, The Touch of Love. The loving touch of Jesus. I pray for you this day that wherever you are, at the sound of my voice, the loving touch of Jesus is locating you. Jesus is touching you with a touch of love. He's touching your body. He's touching the situations that confront you, that makes you sad, that make you worry. Jesus is stepping in with his loving touch in your body, loving touch in your mind, loving touch in that situation of your life. And he's bringing healing to your body. He's bringing peace of heart to your mind. He's bringing solution to that situation that confronts you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is a very interesting story that touched my heart. It is not just the healing of the man that touched my heart, but the loving touch of Jesus. If you know who a leprosy is, in those days, you don't even go closer to a leprous man, let alone touching him. But before Jesus could heal this man, he demonstrated his love to him by touching him. What was he trying to let him know? Even those others, men have rejected you, even though men do not accept you, even though they don't love you, I love you. It is on the basis of my love for you that I am willing to heal you. That touch is not just an ordinary touch. It is a touch of love before it is a touch of power. It was enough for Jesus to just say, be thou cleansed, and that leprous man will be clean. You know, the words of Jesus are not empty words. In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus himself testified. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. And you remember the centurion that said to Jesus, he said, you don't need to come to my house. He said, speak thy word only, and my servant will be made whole. And from that long distance, when Jesus spoke, his servant was healed at home. So it was enough for Jesus to just speak the word and say, I am willing, be thou cleansed. And the leprosy will leave the man. But before he could speak the word, he went closer to the man. And then he touched him and said, I am willing. Be thou cleansed. And the leprosy departed. So the emphasis here is not just the healing for me, but the touch, the gentle touch of love on that man. And that man left there with the consciousness of the love of Jesus. That even though others do not love me, Jesus loves me. That man left there being accepted by Jesus. That even though others rejected me, Jesus accepted me by touching me. And then he left there with a permanent healing. Because once the Son of Man make you free, you are free indeed. Whatever Jesus does is permanent. That man left there with three things. He left there with the consciousness of the love of Jesus. He left there with the consciousness of being accepted by Jesus. And he left there with the healing of Jesus. That is the same thing that happened to the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery in John chapter 8. You remember that story in John chapter 8, the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery when Jesus was teaching the multitude, and they brought the woman to him, and they said, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. And the law of Moses has said, anyone that is caught in adultery should be stoned to death. What do you have to say? And they were saying this, looking for a way to get him, because they have been looking for a way to get Jesus. They wanted him to see something that they will use to trap him. If Jesus said they should stone her, they will say, ha, sure you say you are a son of God? You are very heartless and wicked. How can you say we should stone this woman? And if he said they should not stone the woman, they will say, yeah, sure you say you are a son of God? You came from God, and you are going against the commandment of the law, commandment of God, and they will, you know, see a way that they will get him. But when they asked Jesus the question, Jesus stood down and began to write. They asked in a hasten, and he stood up and he said, I am not saying this woman has not done wrong. I am not justifying her. I am not saying she should not be punished anyway. But any of you that have not seen before should be the first to stone her. And he stood down and began to write again. And because they knew that they had seen in their lives, one after the other, from the elders, they dropped the stone they wanted to use to kill this woman, and they left the woman. What does that mean? Human beings are quick to judge and condemn others, even in their own sin. They have their own sins, but because they have not been caught, or the other person that is caught, they are quick to judge and condemn the person. That is human being for you. There is no human being that has no weakness or one sin or the other, but they are the ones that are quick to judge and condemn others. And they left. I believe that woman was on the ground crying. I believe she stood crying as she was crying, waiting for the final judgment from the master. Waiting for the master to rebuke her, to sentence her to death or whatever. And she was just crying. And Jesus went closer to her. I believe Jesus touched her. And said to her, woman, and she raised her head up and said, where are your accusers? Where are those that have accused you or condemned you? And she did not find anyone ashamed. And she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That woman also left with three things. First, she left with the consciousness of the love of Jesus. I, that is an adulterer, that is not even worthy for you to even speak to me or come closer to me, you touched me. The woman felt that love. And secondly, she left here with the consciousness that she is not condemned. Jesus told her, neither do I condemn you. Men will condemn you, but I do not condemn you. Remember in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, the Bible says there is now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus. In John 3, 16 and 17, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God do not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So Jesus does not condemn, even in your sin, even in your righteousness, he does not condemn you. The same thing he said to that woman is the same thing he says to you. Go and sin no more. The third thing that woman left there with was the power to go and sin no more. Because Jesus will not say what he has no power to perform. As he said to that woman, go and sin no more, is an empowerment on the woman to go and sin no more. So the leprous man left with the consciousness of the love of Jesus. He left there with the consciousness of being accepted by Jesus. He left here with the healing of Jesus. The woman caught in adultery left here with the consciousness of the love of Jesus. He left here with the consciousness of being not condemned by Jesus. He left here with the righteous power of Jesus to go and sin no more.
So the first thing I want you to be conscious of is not that your need. I know you need healing in your body. You are sick. I know you need finance. You are broke. You are lack. You have scarcity. There's poverty. I know you have a need to be married. I know you have a need. I know you have a challenge. But the first thing I want you to be conscious of is not just that your need, but the love of Jesus. I want you to know that Jesus loves you unconditionally. He loves you selflessly. He loves you that He is willing to heal you of that sickness. He's willing to solve that problem. He's willing to meet that need. Not just because He has the power to do it, but because He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Are you really conscious? Are you really aware that Jesus loves you? It is on the basis of His love that He will heal you. It is on the basis of His love that He will solve that problem. It is on the basis of His love that He will meet that need. Do you remember in Romans chapter 8 verse 37, the Bible says, "Lo, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us." It is because of His love that He will give you victory over the battles that confront you. I'm here to remind you of the love of Jesus, that He loves you so much, and that is why He will meet you at the point of that you need. And I can perceive the loving touch of Jesus wherever you are right now. Jesus is touching your body, that body that is sick. His loving touch is bringing healing to it. Jesus is touching that situation that confronts you, that makes you sad, that makes you worry, that makes you cry. Jesus is bringing a permanent solution to it. I don't know the mountains that confront you. That mountain is leveling by the love of Jesus. That valley is being filled up by the love of Jesus. That crooked way is being made straight by the love of Jesus Christ. That rough path is being made smooth by the loving touch of Jesus Christ. I pray for you wherever you are, the sound of my voice. Receive the loving touch of the Master Jesus. And the Bible says He stretched forth His hand and He touched him, saying, "I am willing, be thou cleansed." And immediately the leprosy departed where now, not tomorrow. Receive your healing. Receive your divine provision. Receive that your need being met. Likidi adili krodobe. Osomele combrita dili kedeneta dili krodofelati adena. Rebelita rata dine keteta. Receive the loving touch of Jesus. Receive the loving touch of Jesus. Ligadigede koka panite sadina kratana tabratadana. Idene krudami to sobenata grute beneta langadiga dada. It is done in the name of Jesus.